CBSNews.com. Something in the Stars has drawn CBS News to Daniel Polger, an astrological counselor in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Astrology apparently has become a $3 billion online industry in the United States.
How?
I don't know. In a stressful world, astrology now feels bigger than ever. In the U.S., it is an online industry worth an estimated $3 billion. It is expected to triple over the next 5 years to $9 billion a year. Astrology. Not astronomy. Astrology. Pisces. Gemini. Cancer.
Oh! That's why it's a billion-dollar industry. Do they still post the horoscope in the Kansas City Star?
I'm sure they do.
The daily horoscope?
I can't remember the last time I picked up a star. I'm sorry.
Well, the physical paper, I understand what you're saying. You know, if you pick up like a USA Today or a New York Post or a Kansas City Star, the astrology things would all be different.
Do you guys buy into this stuff?
I think there are rhythms to the universe. I really do.
I buy into it. I don't buy into the way we do it.
Explain.
In a newspaper.
There's actually 13 signs, not 12.
What's the one that we're missing?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look into it. But
I do believe there are rhythms to life and rhythms to the universe. Yes. I don't believe the way that people
and the month that you're born
are monetizing it through various channels. Although, I'm telling you, you know, every once in a while I'm in downtown Lawrence and they've got that tarot card reader there. I've always kind of wanted to walk in, just walk in, not say a word. Like, don't do it here in Kansas City where someone might say, I recognize your voice, like whatever. Not say a word. If I did it here, they'd be like, I feel like I'm seeing a lot of dead birds.
Okay, so you are an Aries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What is your color?
I'm white.
Not your skin color.
Oh.
Oh. What?
Aries doesn't have a color. I mean, it's probably red.
It is red.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Because anyone who's an Aries is like me. We're all...
psycho.
Well done.
No, we're all dominant personalities. You know that.
Okay, what is your day of the week?
Well, it wouldn't be Monday. Probably Friday.
Tuesday.
Okay.
What are your lucky numbers?
3.
Nope.
7.
No.
9.
No.
5?
No.
I have no
idea.
666. 666. 1, 8, and 17. Your strengths. You're courageous.
Yes.
You're determined.
Yes.
You're confident.
Yes.
You're enthusiastic.
Yes.
You're honest.
Yes. Yes.
How many glasses of wine did you have last night? 1.
I did have 1 last night.
All right, 4.
Before dinner.
I'm honest.
And you're passionate.
Yes.
Here are your weaknesses.
Don't you believe all those things, Scott? Like, if you look at an Aries, they're mostly Dana personality types. We really are.
Your weaknesses, you're impatient.
1,000%.
Moody.
Yes.
Short-tempered.
Yes.
Impulsive.
Very.
Wow, this is actually kind of...
I told you.
All right, hang on. Let's do me. And you tell me if you agree with this
stuff.
Are
you a Cancer or a Gemini?
No, I'm a Gemini.
You're a Gemini.
Yeah. And none of those numbers are my lucky numbers.
Okay.
My strengths, I'm gentle.
Okay.
I didn't hear a yes there.
Yes.
I'm affectionate.
Okay.
I didn't hear a yes again. I'm curious. I'm adaptable.
Yeah.
And able to learn quickly.
Adaptable?
100%.
My weaknesses, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
Huh. Inconsistent?
No, I don't agree with that.
No, not at all.
Very consistent.
Indecisive.
Mm.
Huh. See, this is why this is garbage. Gemini dislikes being alone. I have no problem being alone.
You hate... Oh my gosh, you did not just say that you cannot be alone. I'm saying I can't be alone either. I'm not judging. I'm just saying spot on.
Here's another dislike for a Gemini. Repetition and routine. My day has to be the same every day or I am off kilter.
That's why I said you're not very adaptable, because if you throw in a 5-minute meeting in your morning, the rest of your day is thrown off, even if you didn't have anything planned for that 5 minutes.
I agree with you.
I can pencil it in, but it's going to throw everything else off.
What are you, Sam?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh,
and I am
God.
Stubborn.
Yeah, Taurus is also stubborn.
What's your color?
Blue.
Green and pink, nerd.
Oh, really?
Green and pink.
Strengths. Reliable?
Yes.
I would agree with that. Patient? Negative.
What?
I think Sam's very patient.
I work with both of you.
He manages us.
Practical?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Devoted?
Yes.
Responsible?
Very.
Stable?
Very.
Weaknesses? Stubborn?
Yeah.
And possessive?
Ooh.
Also yes.
Okay.
Here
so this is why this is a multi-billion dollar industry, because isn't it fascinating when you read about yourself and you see there's a rhythm to the universe, Scott. I don't know whether I don't like naming it.
Half of the things I just read off about me on Gemini were wrong.
But Aries is 100% I am an Aries.
They're also very vague intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people do half of those things fit with? A lot.
Do you like synthetic fabric?
No, I hate it.
That is one of your dislikes.
Wait a minute.
Synthetic fabrics. It's right there.
Well, now we're just making stuff up. Okay, well, I like very high thread count sheets. Is that an Aries thing?
You're not an Aries.
Yes, I am.
She's the Aries. I'm the Taurus.
Oh, sorry.
Can you Gemini yourself to break?
913-586-7798. Very funny.